Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back. We're so glad you're here with us. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here each and every week to be with you and talk about all of Pat's wonderful, wonderful stuff. Tonight, we're going to talk to Sue Wagner first and see what she's got going on.
Okay, well, for one thing, we have Dr. Allen's the monthly relationship seminar. Now, 4th of July is coming up, but we will be at the Courtyard Marriott in Culver City, Monday, July 3rd. It's the first Monday of the month from 7 to 8:30, and it's $10 at the door, and that's at the Courtyard Marriott, Bristol Parkway. And on Wednesday, July 5th, we'll be at the Newport Beach Community Center.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know it's around the holiday, but that's what we have, and that's the first Wednesday. You can check out all of the details on addresses and always check for the dates on our website, drpatallen.com, and that's drpatallen. We have a couple of our classes that have been filling up, Life Script, Getting to I Do, a dream class, a couples class, and we are also going to be adding a want training class that will be available the end of August 26th. These classes are available in Dr. Allen's Newport Beach office. It's a one-day class from 9 to 4, limited to 6 people, so you get to work with Dr. Allen one-on-one. You can check out and register the available open classes on wantistore.com, or you can always call me here at the office at 949-723-0338. Tonight, we wanted to talk more about one of the Dr. Allen's great products, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication in Relationships. That comes also, it's a DVD set with communication tools, or you can get the Relationships Over 50 DVD. The DVD is you punch into a DVD player and you can actually see Pat conducting a class. It's about 4 hours of material and it's everything you want to know about how to communicate. Well, you guys will go over it. Kelly, you can talk to Dr. Allen. She can explain more of what these DVDs are about.
Great. I want to ask you a question, though. I've had a couple of people talk to me, and I just want to clarify this again. I know we've clarified it a couple of times, but I just want to do it one more time. Dr. Allen offers private appointments.
And she does. Mm-hmm.
And she also offers telephone appointments, too. Could you go over that a little bit, how people would contact you and stuff? Because I'm getting some feedback here that they're missing something.
Okay. I know that we offer... People can call in the radio station. That's Dr. Allen's gift for people that have quick questions that can't afford her privately one-on-one. And we also do the Monday in LA for questions and answers and the Wednesday in Newport Beach. Now, some people want more of a one-on-one and they don't live in the area to attend. So you are welcome to do a telephone appointment. And if you have just a couple of quick questions, you can schedule a 15-minute appointment or even a half hour. Generally, Dr. Allen's pretty right to the point, and you can get help with your relationship questions or communication. All you have to do is send me an email at info@drpatallen.com or call me at the office, 949.
And she also offers appointments on Fridays in L.A.?
And Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays in Newport Beach office.
And that's in person or phone?
That's in person or telephone.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. So to all of our people asking questions about that, I hope that clears it up. You can get a hold of Sue and book a private appointment with Dr. Allen, which is really awesome. So now let's talk to Dr. Allen, because Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
And I'm on the air?
You are on the air. And I want to ask you, because these tools that we were talking about, that Sue was talking about earlier, chemistry, compatibility, and communications in relationships. Dr. Ellen, tell us how you feel about this product and what you have on here.
Well, my doctoral work is androgynous semantic realignment. Androgynous means that I follow the premise of men have yang bodies built to do, and they have female souls which allow them to be gentlemen. Women have yin bodies which are receptive, available, and basically feminine, but they have masculine souls called the animus, which is very masculine. But a woman's way of controlling is to say no. Now, beware of your thoughts, they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank, making money. At the doctor's office, being healthy as a man or as a woman. And in every single relationship, especially the erotic ones, where you mix love and you mix doing things, which is parenting or families or marriage. So when I studied to be a transactional analyst, not purely a psychoanalyst and not an analyst, a transactional analyst, Eric Berne's creation, I found the quantum mechanical effect of words on energy is tremendously powerful. In fact, Eric Berne's last book was What Do You Say After You Say Hello? And that's where we either negotiate with love, what do you want, what do I want, what do you feel, what do I feel, or we intimidate with fear, you better do it or I'm going to punish you or abandon you. And the third way is to seduce people with guilt. You should do this. I gave you birth. You belong to me forever.
So we've all had those experiences.
Right. So with that in mind, as a transactional analyst, and my doctoral work, which was in androgynous semantic realignment, which I got in 1981 under the direction of William Charles Parker, who is the head of Communication Reading University. He also is the man, the therapist, who got the marriage family license certified so that we didn't just have to go to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or a social worker. So my supervisor was a man who literally got my license in effect. My number for a license is 6,801 in the entire country and in the entire world. Well, it's a marriage family license in America. So I want you to understand that these CDs, not books, yes, this material, DVDs, that's pictures with words. These are demonstration educational systems which I created in order to teach people to carry the message of androgynous semantic realignment. There are four people in every relationship. Two men, yang yang, two women, yin yin. But two being the same is a friendship, but two being complementary is a waltz. So to see me teach people, and there are people on there that I'm teaching, to see me teach people how to speak to each other or to listen and watch the DVDs, which is, you know, communication, chemistry, compatibility, and communication. Those
right.
are the
now,
three.
You have yes. some great tidbits on here. Like, for example,
yes.
you teach the right way for a woman to find the right man and communicate the correct signals, Dr. Ellen, the right signals.
Yes, I understand
and
that.
And you also teach what makes a man run away from a relationship? And this is one of the themes, one of the elements that keep coming back through a lot of questions that we get. So can you give us just a little tidbit or an insight on that? What makes a man run away from a relationship?
I'll tell you why. Because when a man marries or mates, and he promises monogamy, continuity, and longevity, he's taking on a huge responsibility. And men's souls, the anima, are very sensitive. So if you ladies give him a free wife, he doesn't have to marry you. He doesn't even have to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term. So we women, my last book is It's a Man's World, a Woman's Universe. They're in charge of junk, buildings, buying, selling, real estate. We're in charge of air, oxygen. If we do not tell men what we're comfortable and uncomfortable with, and we don't say no to being free wives, we are not going to mate and we are not going to marry. And that's what I learned. And I particularly paid attention to the Harvard study in the 90s, which tested 10,000 men and women and asked them, why did you mate? Why did you marry? 2/3 of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. 1/3 for status and financial stability. Where's my sugar mama? Where's my mama? Where's my baby's mama? Which is, I don't have to marry her. She's going to have my babies anyway. And
all right. Now then, we also are talking about the relationship over 50 product.
You see, between 45 and 55, we go into a biochemical change. Now, we used to die so early, we never got to that place. Now, thank God, we're living a little longer. But if we don't thin down, we're not going to live that long either. Obesity, right. Obesity, mm-hmm. Drug and alcohol and sugar and sex and money are driving us to addictive behavior. So what I'm doing in these CDs and DVDs and books is I'm teaching virtue through science. What does science say about mating? We're all mammals, we're all animals. But the truth of the matter is we are not created to be monogamous. We're created to be polyamorous. Especially men. We women bond, we glue to the men we are sexual with, even if we don't like them, even if they're not good for us. Our bodies go, we don't care. We like the way he makes love, period.
Awesome. And this one also you talk about your 5 tools of communication for your wants.
That's
and
right.
Not wants.
That's my tools. That's my androgynous semantic realignment. These are my tools, the 5 tools. By the way, the test showed that 2/3 of all women tested in this Harvard study wanted financial stability and status. They wanted to be better than free wife or baby mama. Do you see?
I do.
Between 45 and 55, men's testosterone starts going down, and the estrogen, which has always been there, starts impacting, and he's crying at the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
Grandpa is nicer than dad, and grandma's meaner than mom, right?
It's true.
It's true. 2/3 of all women mate and marry for status and financial security. 1/3 of women mate and marry for sensual and sexual. They're called cougars. And yeah, they have the toy boys. And I'm not going to mention the ladies that are into toy boys, but you read about them in the Inquirer.
Let's jump back to Sue really quick. Sue, can you give us some more some more information on the price?
Okay, where
we can get them?
Okay, what you get is you can either order the Chemistry Compatibility and Communication. It's a two disc set with the communication tools, or you can order the Relationships Over 50 with the communication tools. Now, I believe on our website it's $49 for the double set. Mm-hmm. We do not ship internationally because the international shipping fee is more. I can't calculate it. If you live out of the area, you're more than welcome to send me an email, and I can send it to you and figure out the shipping fee. Everybody else, in the U.S. and just the U.S. you can order it online, and it's got a flat fee of $6.95 shipping, and that would be through the wantistore.com.
Terrific. Okay, great. Well, this is really exciting. Do you have any specials coming up, Sue? What's our special right now?
Our special right now is if you go on the website wantistore, we have the Lifetime of Love audio download. It's I believe it's probably about 3 hours worth of audio. It has different topics. It's available. You can go on and see what the topics are, and you can get an instant access. It's regularly $34.95. We have it on sale this month only for $19.95. So that's our special for the month of June. So you've got probably another week and a half, 2 weeks to order that before it goes off to regular price.
Mm-hmm. So our specials are always for a limited time. So if you want them, you need to get on it. And that's great. So I think we're ready for calls. And let me just remind everybody that the number is 323-203-0815 if you want to call in and talk to us tonight.
Tell them that the caller, they call back too. They get that confused.
Yeah. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Hello. I chatted with you guys last week, and I just have a follow-up question. Dr. Allen, we were chatting, and I told you that the man that's been dating me, I haven't spoken to him in 3 weeks because he's passive-aggressive. We were supposed to have dinner one night, and he didn't call me back. And when I asked him, I took an appointment the next day and asked him what happened. He said he would call me back, and he hasn't called me back since then. So now it's been 3 weeks and there's been no contact.
He's got five more weeks.
I know he has 8 weeks. He has five.
Well, he has five more weeks out of the 8 weeks, which is a scientific biochemical surge of energy in the nervous system and the chemistry, which says, I miss you, but I don't want to miss you, and I'm not going to call you, and you're going to call me, because I want a free wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that listening to your podcast, you usually say you can send a ritual text for whatever reason.
Oh, yes. Birthdays, bar mitzvahs, graduations, whatever.
Yeah, so on Sunday, he's a father, and on Sunday,
Father's Day.
So I was thinking of messaging him Happy Father's Day, but I wanted to check with you first, because
That fits well within the ritual. What is a ritual? A ritual is accepted as being something you can give to anybody that fits the category. If he wasn't a father, it wouldn't fit. But you're saying, mm-hmm. So he can't say, you chased me. I didn't chase you. I sent you a Father's Day hello or email or text or a card or something. No, so Father's Day is a ritual.
So that doesn't interrupt the rumination process for him.
No, it doesn't, unless you put on there, I miss you. Why don't you call me?
Okay. So if I just said Happy Father's Day, your boys are lucky to have you, that's it. Like, that's okay.
That's it. That's it.
If he starts talking to me after that, then it is what it is.
That is. And that is doesn't interrupt the 8 weeks either. It's a ritual.
Okay. And then if we could like have a conversation after that.
If he initiates a conversation. He initiates. How've you been? We got to get together.
But I'm not really, I shouldn't mention anything about us not speaking for 3 weeks. I should just pretend like it's
not. No, dear. When you do that, you're going, bad boy, bad boy. And he's going, goodbye, mama. Goodbye, mama. Remember, a man's job is to get away from mothers. A woman's job is to attract the protection of fathers. Mm-hmm. Men marry for sensual and sexual stability. Women marry for status and financial stability. Except if a woman wants to be respected over cherished, or a man wants to be cherished, one-third of the population wants to be ego-dystonic, which means their ego serves their soul, which is feminine in a man, the anima, and masculine in a woman, not the body. For a person who wants to really live well, your ego, mind, and will has got to serve your body and the laws of your body.
Got it. I have one more question.
What?
If he responds to my text message and says thank you, does that start a new 8 weeks or that doesn't count?
No. What that does is tells us that we made a point and he's not rejecting.
Okay.
It only breaks the system if he says, we've got to get together. And then you say, your call.
Okay.
So well, why can't you call me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the girl.
Right.
What do you mean you're the girl?
Yeah.
That's so old-fashioned. Yes, I'm an old-fashioned girl. It's called nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if he just says thank you, he still has 5 more weeks. If he initiates a deeper conversation and tries to meet up with me or asks me out or whatever,
that is the beginning of a new 8 weeks.
Okay. Okay, perfect. That was my question.
Good.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
Good.
You're the best. Doing what you do.
No, I'm the best at what I do, but I'm not the best at everything. I refute. Right, God is not spelled P-A-T.
Some of us listeners out there, that's what we believe, so.
Yes, I understand. Thank God I don't. I'm not a cult leader. I've been accused of being a cult leader.
Thanks, caller.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Very interesting.
I'm glad I got to say that.
We've got another call coming in. Let's see what's happened. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you so much. So, Dr. Pat, you've yelled at me many times for being avoidant, and I'm working on that. I just had a 4 months of working in.
If you're going to hide in the closet, don't expect Santa Claus to knock at the door.
No. So what I've decided to do is to just say yes. Say yes to anything that doesn't have an orange jumpsuit with numbers on the back.
That's right. Very good. Or his picture is not in the post office.
Yes. So I've decided to do that. Now, what about those people that I know are broke, but I don't know? That's the problem.
The problem is I advise people to give anybody that isn't in a jail suit 3 dates to show their colors. If anybody's listening to this show, you know how clumsy you are when you go on a first date with somebody you are attracted to. People that you're not attracted to, you are cool, man. Right?
But people
are attracted. Remember, I can't make chemistry. Chemistry is chemistry. And when we have chemistry, it unravels our human nature, and we are clumsy little monkeys, limbic monkeys that talk, in fact. In fact, I'm going to advertise a kid's movie. The new Planet of the Apes is a perfect movie for adults, but it's for kids. which is good. But when you are dating, you've got to have the chemistry, because I can't give it to you. Compatibility is you fit each other's life, moral code, ethical standards, and basically continuity is seeing each other and finding out if you've got the chemistry, and then secret of all secrets, that you want to be married someday. And a lot of men say, why aren't you married? And the answer to that is, I was a career woman. Now I'm a woman with a career.
Now, I've got quite a few guys. I've looked back over the years and noticed how many guys I've said no to. So we're right. We're absolutely, you're right. My question is some of these guys are, like, there's a guy in Indianapolis right now he's a really working class guy, you know, and he's being very nice and all that stuff. And we're talking, and he's going to come see me in July when I get back from Italy.
And when Do you have any chemistry for him?
I don't know yet. All I know is that he's very nice to me, and I enjoy three dates. We haven't had a date yet. He lives in Indianapolis, and when he flies here, I get back.
You know the biggest problem in America? You get on those websites, and you chit-chat for weeks, and then you meet each other, and there's no physical chemistry. Please see if within 2 to 4 weeks you can ship each other somewhere where you can meet and feel the chemistry, pick up the pheromones, and see if his chemistry has a little bit like your dad and a little bit not like your dad. So there's diversification, and your chemistry is a little like his mom and a little not like his mom. If the chemistry is too similar, it's taboo. It's incest. If it's too unlike your mom and dad, it's foreign. It's not enough.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. He's coming out. I'm going out of town for 3 weeks. I'm going to Italy for 3 weeks. And he's making plans for him to come right after I get back. My question is to you, I'm going back. I've been with you for a very long time, and what I'm sensing is why it's just me to go back to duty dating three times. If they want to go out with me, go out with them again. Go out with them again.
If you don't have chemistry and they ask you for a fourth date, tell them, thank you so much for what we've had, but I'm honestly telling you I don't have enough romantic chemistry for you. And I want you not to, I don't want to use you or lead you on. So if you want to date me and wait for me to come too romantically, please understand that's who I am at this time.
Now, when I go to Italy, guys are like throwing themselves at me.
And I mean, news for you.
Be like the homeless man. You know what I mean? But I don't want to say yes to the friggin' homeless man.
Remember, I'm going to say something ponderous. Any culture whose language is based on Latin is androgynous, equally male and equally female. Androgynous means they incorporate masculine and feminine, and they denote it in their language. And Latin is the most androgynous language. French, Spanish, Italian. These are all cultures that are communication specialists in speaking feminine feelings and masculine thinking.
So when I'm there and all these guys are moving on me, the homeless man, the guy that did the 12-year, the 20-year-old.
What's wrong? They're all men.
I say yes to all of them.
Dear,
there are some guys that are just not compatible,
I never said you had to date people that were obviously not compatible.
Okay.
Therefore, okay. Look at the shoes, the car, the address, okay. The clothes. Do what every good woman does when she sorts out her man. She's looking at him for financial status and social status.
Yeah. But my challenge is where I go is I will say, oh, he ain't got no money. He ain't got no money. He ain't, you know what I mean? And that's my, that's the, what do you call that? That's the.
That you do at the end of three dates.
Oh, so I do, I date them anyway. And then
You date them anyway because I've got news for you. The guy that owned, what was that store? He drove a little
pickup truck.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's who it was. So I don't think, and when I have a rich man in my office, I tell him to have a second home in a little apartment in a mid-class town, part of town, and have a car that is cute, you know, but not ostentatious, and see if she loves you or your money only.
So you're saying that the weeding out I do, and this is my last question, the weeding out I do is while I'm on the date with them, not on, as to whether or not, say, no, I'm not going to accept it from a homeless man, but as to whether I, during the weeding out of the dating.
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Trust me.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say yes. I am a yes machine. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, caller. Bye. That's interesting, Dr. Ellen, because she was talking about the weeding out process, and I think that is part of your duty dating ideology.
I know that. You got to practice it. You got to practice on people you're not turned on by in order to have some inkling.
Oh, we had a caller, but it was a voice machine. People, pardon me.
Bless
the radio.
You.
Thank you, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller. Caller, are you there? Caller wasn't there. The radio might call you back. If they do, make sure you answer. Okay, it looks like we lost that caller, too.
I'll wager those people were screaming in the background of their phones.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi. Oh, yes, hi. Dr. Allen. I have a question. Hi. Hi. Dr. Allen, I just got a question right now. What's the difference between a narcissistic woman and an alpha woman?
Oh, the difference between a narcissistic woman?
What a great question.
Yes, it is a great question. Number one, alpha nature is there from conception on. Alpha nature is what you might call old souls. They have lived many lives as a female and many lives as a male. And so they have a dual nature. But that dual nature often has their brains and their heart competing with each other. Therefore, they're highly susceptible to addictions, drugs, alcohol, food, sex, work, church. So with that in mind, alpha nature is a temperament you're born with. Do you see? But what you do with that nature is the following. When you love people, you must decide if you want to be equal to them, think, want, feel, don't want, or you want to be complementary. Say, for example, you are alpha and they are alpha and you're both movie stars. There's a high, high probability that you will be negatively narcissistic. And what is negative narcissistic? Narcissism is a normal state of being for people that don't have kids and are not in a relationship. They are single. Therefore, they can go back and forth between being respected and cherished. People who are in relationships whether it's parenting or being in a family or being in a relationship with the opposite sex or the same sex for that matter, when you're in a relationship and you're narcissistic, whoever you're with has to be a fellow narcissist or a zero. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's very interesting. Very interesting because, yeah.
If you want a book, there is a book, just as there are more psychopaths that are male, because right-handed males have a small corpus callosum and therefore they separate their thoughts from their feelings, which lends the capability of narcissism. And so when a man is a sociopath, it might easily be that you will have to be a zero to be with him. And I totally recommend the book Women Who Love Psychopaths. And very often that means that the woman is not able to get respect or cherishing. She is simply a sex slave or a baby maker slave or a homemaker slave, but she doesn't get to use her nature. But if she's an alpha and she requires herself to be cherished, then she will only be with the man who may be an alpha, but he will cherish her to keep her. So the book on a psychopathic alpha male that's negative is called The Natural History of the Rich by Richard Conniff, who normally writes for National Geographic. And he wrote about negative alpha psychopathic men.
Okay. Yeah, that really answered my questions because I wasn't sure if I was a narcissist or I was an alpha, because my mind and my heart, I can think and feel in the same way. So I'm considering myself like I see beyond, and I'm a natural leader. So it's something inside of me that is huge, but I don't know how to express it.
Do you believe that you are an alpha? Do you have a duel between your thinking and wanting and your feelings and your not wanting?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what's happening
Each human being you're with, especially your sexual loves, they have to fit one half of you. They either have to be better men than you are, or they've got to be better women than you are. Do you know that 18% of our homes in America are now headed up by men? And we've got a movie with Robert De Niro, the intern, where he's coaching the woman who's running a company, and her husband is home taking care of their daughter. Do you understand? I have no problem with people being single and narcissistic, and I have no problem with men wanting to be cherished more than respected, and I have no problem with women wanting to be respected more than cherished. I simply have problems with people wanting both, because if they don't compromise, they are going to be a 10, and whoever they're with has got to be a 0.
Yes. So as an alpha woman, I'm very attractive to alpha men. Very attractive
Alpha men. Wait a minute. Do you want them to respect you as an alpha or cherish you as a woman?
Cherish me as a woman.
Then you are not going to brag about all of your financial gains and your investments and your career and your law degree and your shrink degree.
No.
You're going to go for cherishing. That's right. But that means you've got to keep your mouth shut. Raise your right hand. I promise.
Okay. I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the man I love.
To respect the man I love.
Even though I know I'm also an alpha.
Even though I'm also an alpha.
Furthermore. I promise. To keep my alpha brain's mouth shut.
To keep my alpha brain shut.
No, my alpha mouth brains, the brains talking about
mouth
what you want, what you think, unless I have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer.
Yes, unless I have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer.
Because when you want to be respected and cherished, he's got to either be a competitive narcissist with you, therefore you'll both have to get sidekicks that are feminine and beta. You see? There was a wonderful play years ago, Rick Harrison and some great actress was in it, and it was called The Four Poster, and it was a play, and it ended up as a movie, and it was about two alpha people who shared their love lives on the side, and they shared their life together as four equal people, two men and two women. It impressed me when I was young.
I want to do. Is any books you can recommend to me?
For what subject?
For alpha woman. For alphas.
For an alpha woman?
Yes.
There's one that I have participated in producing, and it's called The Dating Ideas for Alpha Women.
Okay. So I can find it on Amazon, or?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for your answer.
Okay.
That really helps me.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
It's sometimes tough for alpha women.
It's all the times tough. Alpha women would rather be mistresses to powerful men than married to a beta.
Oh, we've got another call coming in. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller. Are you there? Caller wasn't there. Okay. So that brings up one of our discs.
Hello.
That we were
there they are again.
Oh, hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
We're here.
Yeah,
you're
we're
on
here.
The air.
Excellent. Thank you for taking my call. Okay, so I love your work, Dr. Pat. You've been a pretty amazing transformational inspiration. So thank you for that. And I've been doing my very best to become more of the feminine as a woman with a career. And
yes.
I've had a relationship for about 7 months with a very nice.
Good. You've gone through the perfect period, 3 months. Now you've gone through the imperfect period where you're seeing the dark side of each other. Then you will go either apart or you will negotiate boundaries for the third 3 month sphere. And then you will decide either to build a relationship on those 9 months or it will go away.
Yes, and there's a bit of a complication that he is, we're 100 miles away from each other, so it's not
all right.
A local relationship.
So you're not totally compatible logistically.
No, and I'm beginning to think, and we've had a wonderful time, and what I have enjoyed, I think, a lot is that I don't have a need, and I am after 50. I'm looking forward to seeing your information on the after 50, getting closer to 60. But I realize that, you know, I keep your mantra keeps ringing in my ear. Don't try to change this person. Don't try to tell him anything. You know, it's like, and I wouldn't want to. He's a lovely man. Now, here's another complication, because I'm seeing the incompatibilities in us, even though there's been, you know, wonderful chemistry and lots of sweetness and great time.
But
so
compatibility is how you live together. If you can't, you can't put an Arabian horse with a Shetland pony. You're going to have a problem.
I know that part. So now here's the other complication that happened about maybe 8 weeks into this relationship. A gentleman who I have had a kismetic relationship with as the friendship for probably over 10 years. And timing was never right. Timing was never right for us to do anything other than explore whether or not we had this chemistry.
Did you have intercourse with him?
No, never even kissed him.
Okay, still
completely.
Got it.
So after I became, you know, intimate with the relationship I'm in now, and then I'll say maybe 8 weeks into it, stopping at my house, here is this man once again to see if I am,
I'm available.
Yes. And so we went to dinner. He doesn't live near me either at the moment. He has lived here and he has contacts here, and I have contacts in where he does live, but I did go to dinner with him, and he asked me, well, are you seeing someone? And I said, yes, actually I am, because at that point I was quite smitten. And so my question for you, now that you have the background, is this. The compatibility factor, other than the distance and this other fellow, and I will definitely shorten that distance should we ever come together. After 10 years of a friendship and lots of community involvement together over the years, and knowing each other's history a bit, can I reach out to him and say to him, you know, I'm not sure this is going the way I want it to go. Should we, you know, because he was absolutely wanting to say, hey, it's time to explore us. I'm finally ready, because he had been in a relationship and got out of that relationship, and I knew him as a professional and never really took it further than our, you know, clear hots for each other, if you wouldn't mind that expression, and you know, to where others in the community knew that about each other, and we just have never gone any further than friendship. And then I sort of put the brakes on it, and now I'm thinking, darn, I wish that hadn't happened. So what can I do without being a masculine woman and pursuing him?
Okay. It looks like we've lost Dr. Allen. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
That's okay. We'll get it figured out.
I hope she heard that.
I hope she did, too.
That was a long story.
So really, the bottom line is that you've had a long relationship with him as friends, and you're wanting something more? Is that what you're after?
Well, I just can't believe the timing, you know, how like soon into this new relationship I was, and then put the brakes on actually finding where what could have been the timing where we both could have explored this other part of our attraction to one another, you know. And so I just want to know if I can contact him, and if that's okay, and how it
works. I have reached the voicemail box of 714.
We've got Dr. Pat's voicemail. Well, it's a really great question. I'm hoping we can get her back, but we're getting close to the end of the show, so
I see that. Are you, is it recorded?
It is recorded. The show is recorded. So what we can probably do is, I probably have you email Sue, since it appears
I
that
did
Dr.
write that email down.
Great, because Dr. Allen's computer system has crashed, so I don't think she's going to be back with us this evening. So okay. I'll tell you what, why don't you send that off to an email to info at drpatallen.com. And then that way, because you're on the show, we'll see if we can't get your question answered or get you first in the queue next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, yeah, and another question. When Sue, you said, was on the air earlier, she started saying the phone number for Pat, but then didn't finish it?
Oh, okay.
You want her to say that? You kind of overtalked her, and she never did get that phone number out. I was actually writing down the phone number. So
okay. So you can find all of that information at www.drpatallen.com. And I don't know it off the top of my head right now. I'm drawing a complete blank, but I'm out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. Thank you for calling, and thanks for being understanding. These are just things that happen sometimes when you're live on the air.
I hear you. The old tech neck, right?
Okay. Thanks so much. Everybody else, I want to say goodbye. We're sorry we lost Dr. Allen. She had some technical difficulties, but we'll be back next week. And visit us, www.drpatallen.com. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.